Hi, I'm Carol Boston Weatherford. My favorite person at my elementary school was the librarian, Mrs. Barnes. I loved hearing her read folk tales like Anansi and books like A Snowy Day. My mother and my teachers also introduced me to poems by Langston Hughes, whose work continues to influence me today. As a child, I didn't realize that I had a right to read diverse books. If I had known, I might have felt deprived, because books then featured few characters who looked like me. In junior high school, I discovered other Harlem Renaissance poets and novels like Sounder and Gordon Parks' Learning Tree. In high school, Benjamin Quarles' book, The Negro in the Making of America, turned me on to history. That was actually a book that I encountered in a social studies class. Today, I mine the past for family stories, fading traditions, and forgotten heroes and struggles. People like the Tuskegee Airmen, Harriet Tubman, Fannie Lou Hamer, Arturo Schomburg, and Billie Holiday. Places like Sugar Hill, Congo Square, and now Greenwood in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Through poetry and biographies, I give history a socio-emotional context. Examine the past with me. For more than seven decades, the Tulsa Race Massacre of May 1921 was all but erased from history. When the government finally mounted an investigation in 1996, most survivors of the massacre were long gone. Their voices were never heard, their stories never told, their losses never measured. When I wrote the manuscript for Unspeakable, I could think of no one else, and in fact, no one better to illustrate it than Floyd Cooper. We had collaborated before on Becoming Billie Holiday, a story, a young adult verse novel that he brought to life with cinematic flair. So I knew that he would do the same for Unspeakable, especially since he is a Tulsa native. The result, Unspeakable, is not just a book or a poem. It is a testament to those who made Black Wall Street a beacon of hope and pride, a testament to those who lived through or perished in the Tulsa Race Massacre. I join Floyd Cooper to recreate Black Wall Street's heyday. We celebrate the success of the thriving Black community and what it symbolized. We document and decry the hate violence that left Greenwood in ashes. We mourn the dead and the displaced. The Tulsa Race Massacre is no mere memory. Hate violence is not a thing of the past, but the multiracial, intergenerational coalition opposing racist terrorism is stronger than ever in the United States and abroad. The Black Lives Matter movement has spread worldwide. This book will be essential for young people's anti-racist reading list. I hope you will read it and share it with the young people in your lives.
Thank you for listening to the Learner Podcast. Tune in again next time for more author interviews and the stories behind the books.